Ezra chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. The temple begun, the work on the temple begun. In the second month of the second year, after their arrival at the house of God in Jerusalem, the various men, with their brothers and so on, the priests, the Levites, and all who had returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work, appointing Levites 20 years of age and older to supervise the building of the house of the Lord, and so on it goes on, joined together in supervising those working on the house of God. So the work has opened, the work has started, the building of the temple. All is now set up, the plans are drawn, they're ready, the provisions are made. It wasn't just a good idea, you know. It wasn't just something to chat about. They got down to it, they rolled their sleeves up, and they got down to work, and they began to sort it all out, to get the materials, to get it organized, and to begin the work. They appointed men, verse 8. They joined together, verse 9. They began to work in verse 8. It wasn't just in their head and some chimwag. It wasn't just some nice idea to chat over in the evening. It was going to be done. And they got the supervision sorted out, verse 9. It was the house of God they were going to build. Notice that in verse 9. It was the house of God. It wasn't for their glory. It wasn't for their name. It wasn't that they were like Capability Brown, you know, they only built this fine mansion or this garden or whatever it is. You know, Wren designed this and all the rest of it. No, no, no. It's not the honour of man. It's the honour and the glory of God. I know it's all Old Covenant. You know, temples, Jerusalem, Zion, land, place, Canaan. It's all important in the days of the Old Covenant leading up to the coming of Christ. I know that. And I know Christ is our temple and Christ is our fulfillment of all this. But the principle is very clear here. Here are people who are willing to set God and his house in order. And they've come back to this land, and though it's still in disorder, in ruins, I suppose, they're going to start on the work of the house of God. This is the first priority. This is the pinnacle. This is the sum. This is the center of their religion, their system. Of course, it's all rendered obsolete now. But in those days, these people had come back from captivity to rebuild Zion, to rebuild Judaism, to rebuild the house of God, to get back to the covenant, and to get back to God. First, they've kept the feasts, they've set up the altar, they've made the daily sacrifices, here they are, but now they're going to get down to work. There is zeal, there is devotion, they are thorough, there's some speed about it, there's some determination in these people. These people are showing a priority. Don't you think those words are important in the New Covenant? Don't you want those words, brother and sister, laid at your account? Are you zealous for the Lord? Are you devoted to him? Is your work for him as thorough as it can be? I'm speaking to myself as well. Isn't this a challenge? An encouragement? The New Testament word for encouragement and comfort is more than just sugar, you know. It's not sugar. It's put backbone into people, stir them up. They show me some diligence here, some determination. Don't you want to be determined for God? Show some speed. You remember that we should show this kind of zeal. Whatever you do, do it with all your might, your heart, do it all for the glory of God. The priorities are right. Don't you feel your priorities are challenged by this? Surged by it? Such qualities are needed in the gospel. Loyalty, steadfastness, earnestness, determination, stickability. Get down to it. Begin the work. Continue the work. Carry on with the work. Come back to the work. My brothers and sisters, if the present decline goes on, if the present apostasy goes on, a generation will arise which must return to the covenant of Christ, must return to the ecclesia of the New Testament. And it's going to be costly, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. It's going to need determination and zeal and priority and thoroughness. God raise up such men and women who are given to such a spirit. I challenge myself, and I challenge you, my brother, my sister. Are we setting God and his house and his cause and his name? I don't mean chapels and churches. I mean his work, his people, the body of Christ, the ecclesia of Christ, the called out ones. Are you putting this, the glory of God in his people, as a very high priority, as number one priority here? The temple begun. Well, I find it a challenge anyway. Here it is in this obscure book, Ezra, chapter 3, buried in this chapter. Well, and then the second month they began. They'd come back from captivity, and they now set in hand all the things that they have been working up to. Now let us get down to it. We want to see the temple re-erected, and we want to see the glory of God come back to his temple. May God bless us as we do it. I can hear them, I can feel them, I can see it. I pray that we may feel that God has spoken to us in this, and that we will too show the same kind of zeal and devotion to him. For Christ's sake, amen.